the Taegu Honduras factory.
U.S. entrepreneur Chris Howey has high hopes for his fledgling toy manufacturing company in Tegucigalpa.
We have our woodworking machinery here. We're making wooden toys.
After doing social work with street children in Honduras, Howey chose to locate his new business in the country. That was before President Manuel Zelaya was removed from power in June. Since then, protests in support of the ousted president and against him have shut down the capital several times. Mr. Zelaya, who has sought refuge in the Brazilian embassy, is demanding to be returned to office. In an effort to curb violence, the interim government has imposed curfews and other restrictions. Many Hondurans have tried to return to their normal routines.
These are just prototypes.
Howey says he has seen nothing so far to deter his toy manufacturing business, but recent curfews have created some problems.
When you have a curfew that extends into the workday, or even into the early evening, you know, say it's 5 p.m. or 6 p.m., it affects businesses because they have to shut down and send their workers home.
Under intense pressure, the interim government has backed away from the curfew. Howey says many businesses view the interim government as more friendly than Zelaya's administration.
It's hard to know whether or not what's going on right now has delayed things or sped them up, because there were massive, massive administrative and bureaucratic delays under the Zelaya administration.
Mr. Zelaya's critics accuse him of eroding protections to business and pushing the country towards socialism. His supporters blame the interim government for launching a coup that is scaring away foreign investment. Economists say it is too early to estimate losses. Political scientist Eduardo Gamarra of Florida International University says there is no doubt the economy is suffering.
In countries like Honduras especially, those kinds of hits are very difficult to make up.
1,500.
In Miami, Honduran businessman Gerardo Padilla puts his losses at nearly $500,000 in canceled contracts so far.
Micheletti, he don't gonna pay me. Mr. Zelaya don't gonna give me my money back. What I need to do to keep my company stable in the next months?
Padilla blames both sides for the crisis affecting his company, which makes and exports garbage trucks to Honduras. He says buyers are canceling purchases and other investments because of the uncertainty.
If I were in their position, I would make the same decisions they are making. I would cancel deals to avoid investing in a country that offers me no security.
Padilla says it may take months to rebuild trust in the Honduran economy. In the meantime, many business leaders are likely to delay new investments until the crisis passes. Real estate developer Karen Bush hopes new elections scheduled for November will repair foreign confidence.
We want to convince the international community to just accept our elections and support them and allow us to continue on, move to the next page.
That may be a difficult task. The United States and other nations have warned they will not recognize the vote unless the political crisis is resolved. Diplomats in Tegucigalpa aim to reach a deal between the interim government and the ousted leader as soon as possible. Brian Wagner, VOA News.